Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. What about this weather? I live down in Texas, as many of you know, and I'll tell you, it seems like the Arctic has moved to Texas for this past few days. It's just now beginning to defrost down here. We're not accustomed to 2 degrees below zero. You know, I've mentioned many times my newspaper articles that I write often spark the topic that I visit with you folks about each week, and such is the case this week. My daughter is a pretty good amateur, we should say. I'd say a real good amateur wildlife photographer. She has the equipment, has the long lenses, and knows how to use them. She sent me a picture earlier this week of a bird that I had no idea. I could not identify it. I haven't seen that many of them, but it was a northern shrike. Now, many of you that study birds will know all about a shrike. A shrike, some people call them butcher birds, but they're a vicious little critter. They look about the size of a robin maybe. They're more of a round, puffy-looking bird. Harmless-looking bird until you take a close-up look, like through a 300-millimeter, 400-millimeter lens. They have a top beak is a raptor's beak. Very pointed and curved downward for ripping, you know. Well, the bird that she sent me, of course, I Googled it and I looked at the picture, the Google pictures there compared to the picture that she sent me. And I sent her a note back and I said, well, Ashley, this bird, the picture has rust-colored markings on his feathers below his neck. And she says that was what was left of that some little bird at her bird feeder that it had caught and killed. So I did a lot of research on shrikes. They are a vicious little bird, and I bet many of you maybe don't have probably seen them and had no idea what they were. But they frequent bird feeders. They migrate in the wintertime. Of course, down here, I imagine they'd rather been back up in Wisconsin somewhere with its -2 degrees we've had. But they sever these birds. Spinal column, they bite them in the neck, in other words, and shake them. They catch mice and things. The mice is a good plan, but I do not like them around the bird feeders, you know. So that's something you might want to take a look here, you know, High Plains Public Radio, hppr.org, and then features, you know, you can click on there, and then High Plains Outdoors. We'll post a picture of this shrike that my daughter took, but that prompted my newspaper article, and we'll post the article this week too. But it was predator and prey. Coyotes, I don't know if you're supposed to detest on any animal, but coyote numbers where I live are way out of control, way, way out of control, to the point that it's very common to have them come into your yard and kill your pets, take away small dogs and cats and et cetera. So every time I have the opportunity to remove one from the landscape when I'm hunting, I do. The only natural predator that probably ever was for coyotes was a wolf years ago in Texas. There are no wolves, so the coyote, as cunning as they are, they have become the apex predator, if you will, for much of Texas. So it goes on. The article talked a little bit about the introduction of the gray wolf up in Yellowstone and the impact that's had on our elk herds up into Idaho. A lot of the outfitters and people that I know have seen elk herds devastated by, the ever-increasing number of these wolf packs up there. I did a little more checking, and the wolves that they introduced to Yellowstone weren't the native wolves. They were the Canadian wolves out of Alberta. Bigger, stronger, more hardy wolves than what was naturally occurred there in Yellowstone. But I think you might enjoy reading my article there on predators. Folks, we're out of time. Remember, you can contact me anytime that you like at catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, B&B Charcoal, Signature Properties on Lake Fork in East Texas, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.